Jade and Damien.
Listen live weekdays from 5 a.m. on iHeartRadio and 96.5 Wave FM.
When we get together.
Suburban Survivor, Illawarra, Jade and Damien. We need a winner, Suburban Survivor, champion of champions. Who's going to take the win? Most likely Damien.
All most right. likely Damien. That's right.
Oh, we'll see, mate. We will see.
All right, look, we kicked this off, the idea a couple of days ago, mainly because I got sick to the teeth of you guys bitching and kicking and scratching and moaning and fighting and
being competitive. That's all it was, being competitive.
I got a couple of teenagers at home and I got a couple here in the studio with me. So,
right.
So
true.
Suburban Survivor was born. Essentially, it's the ultimate challenge of challenges, and this will decide the ultimate winner, and then the fighting has to stop.
Yes,
yeah,
Dad.
Right. Sure, Dino.
Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah. All right. Well, you know, whoever, yeah, who's going to be the champion today? So yesterday you got dropped 96.5 kilometres from the station.
9.65, but that's all right.
Pardon? 96 point, what did I say?
96.
Yeah. Oh, 9.65. Oh, I stuff it up every time. I said 9,650 like yesterday.
No. And only a couple of rules.
Yeah.
So you can hitchhike, you can thumb a lift, but no more than 2 kilometres per car.
Uh-huh. That's right.
You can walk, you can run, obviously, but you must choose one other form or mode of transport.
That's
and that
right.
could be like, give me a pinch in a kid's scooter.
Yeah, yeah.
It can't be vehicular. It can't be a vehicle of any nature. That's right.
That's yeah, yeah. true, yes.
Yeah, right. So good job yesterday. The entire video, by the way, you can check out at the 96.5 Wave FM Facebook page. Here's how it all unfolded yesterday.
Go, take your blindfold off.
Oh, my goodness me.
Where are you?
All right, I'm stepping out of the car. Oh, my God. I have no clue where I am. Okay, so I'm beside a park.
Yeah.
Oh my! There's not even a person around. There's yeah. Mount. There's Moore Street.
Okay,
Moore
wait.
Street.
That...
Hey guys, whereabouts are we? We're in Albion Park. Oak Flats. Okay, good on you guys. Albion Park, Oak Flats.
Are you familiar with this suburb, Damien? Have you been to Albion Park, Oak Flats, much in your time in the Illawarra?
I don't think I've been here at all, to be honest. This is my maiden voyage into Albion Park, Oak Flats.
All right, well.
Oh, wow. You know what? I should have asked those people a couple of minutes ago to give me a lift. They look like nice guys.
You probably should
have. Hello. Could you give me a lift? Jade, I am with Tammy. She's done for me now. She's thrown me out at Mackenzie Street Shops. Kane is standing here. Kane has arrived on the scene and Kane has turned around and said, I will take you the rest of the way. Say hello, Kane.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Oh, doing well.
Hey, good.
So Kane's going to be late for school. The kids will teach themselves. But, hey, it is all about getting you back to the station in the quickest time possible.
Kane said no matter what comes or goes, he just wants to make sure that I beat you. And that's it. Good on you, Kane. Thank you very much. See you soon.
Zoe has just dropped me off to, well, it's Windang. I'm not going to run. I don't feel like I have any pressure on me. I've gained some serious ground this morning.
Hey, how are you doing? I was just wondering, you wouldn't happen to have a bicycle I can borrow? Ah, no bicycle I can borrow.
I'm not sure where you are, Damien. So you just got a lift and off a mum and a couple of kids. I saw that.
They've dropped me off at the golf course because I figured I would get a golf cart.
Oh,
but guess what?
Good thinking.
Well,
the golf course is closed.
No way.
It says course closed.
Oh, I
this
can
is
see.
The wet weather.
You're heading that way, aren't you?
Yeah.
All right, let's go. Good on you for this. Appreciate it.
We got out of a truck. There was a man called Peter delivering milk to the golf course, and he couldn't deliver it, so it was our lucky day.
Yes.
And so I'm walking past Harvey Norman right now, so I'm very close to you guys, but I'm very mindful of the fact that, I'm still looking for another mode of
we
transport.
We need another mode of transport.
Has anyone got a bike or a... Oh, here we go. Country Care have mobility scooters.
Hey.
Perfect.
Hey, that's great. See if they're open, Damien. Get on one.
They know there's something suspicious going on
yeah, that's
here.
That's right. He's
all looking. Right. Is there any way I could have a ride on one of your scooters? Yes!
Oh, good job!
All right. So, I managed to get a mobility scooter from Country Care, and I am currently flying along the main road on
on my mobility scooter. And I'm currently clocking 15 km per hour.
You're on fire.
I'm passing KFC.
Ooh. Look, Damien's been trying to get up to station. I think he's... Oh, here he is.
Oh, here he comes.
You can check out the video.
What a legend.
At the WebFM Facebook page.
What a legend. You did well, mate. You did well.
Yeah, and bear in mind, okay, so, like, Eileen did say to me last night, my wife, she said, hey, you know what, you can run 5Ks, like, in 20 minutes, so why did this take you so long? Okay. The reason why it takes a lot longer, and Jade, you're going to discover this, is because there are some rules, and you might find yourself abandoned on a highway with nothing in sight, and it's amazing how suddenly time starts marching in, and obviously if somebody puts in roadblocks where they're giving you burgers to eat along the way.
I know, I was trying to help.
Yeah, you know,
I did want you to make sure that you'd had a full stomach.
Yeah, no, fair enough.
Didn't want you fainting.
I've just got a text message here from the Wave FM fleet, the Wave Riders.
Yes. Oh,
yeah. They are refueling as we speak at the Chief Servo.
I'm starting to feel nervous. Did you feel nervous yesterday?
I was kind of confident, you know.
They're refueling at Port Kembla as we speak. Okay. They're on their way to the radio station. They anticipate picking you up, Jade, from King Street, Warrawong at 6:50 this morning. En route for your disembarkment and your blindfold removal at approximately 7:12.
Right, all right.
We've got this down to the microsecond.
We really do.
Yes.
So, good, Jane, we're ironing out the kinks of yesterday. Yeah, I thought it should be smooth sailing for me today.
Getting all the way up there to Thoreau.
That is way farther than you.
Jade, under the pump after 7 o'clock this morning.
The Illawarra wakes up with Jade and Damien on 96.5 Wave FM.
Jade is now in the Wave Rider, on the way to the location of her Suburban Survivor Challenge for today. Jade, can you hear us?
Yes, I can hear you. I get a bit of motion sickness in the car, so with this blindfold on, I've just asked Barry, the driver, to get the aircon on my face because I'm feeling a little nauseous.
Jade, I don't mind telling you, but Barry's a bit of a... He's a recluse in that car. Yesterday when he was driving with me, I'm serious, I swallowed vomit on numerous occasions while I was driving. He's a loose cannon. But, okay, so have you any indication of where you're going? Are you visually doing it in your head?
Look, I could not have a blindfold on and I still wouldn't probably know where I am because my sense of direction is absolutely terrible. You ask my husband, I struggle to get home most days. So, no, I have no clue. No clue at all.
All right. Well, look, the way the game works is you're going to get dropped off at a location that's about 9.65 kilometers from the radio station. The rules are you can walk, run, jump, whatever you want. You can hitch a lift, but you have to also use some other mode of transport that does not involve a car, like a, you know, you can't be in a car or a truck or something like that.
Shopping trolley would be good.
Shopping trolley on the
skateboard, that type of thing.
Piggyback, where anything like that. So we'll check in with you when you actually get to location. The time hasn't started until you actually reach the location.
And the blindfold comes off, and then we're all systems go. I've got my miner's hat too with my mimosa mix in it, so I should be fine.
Yeah.
You'll be a piece of cake.
Okay. Don't blow DUI though with that mix. Well, if you're on a skateboard.
The good thing is I'm hitchhiking, so I don't need to be under the limit. And my husband says I work better after a couple of drinks, so it's going to help me. It's getting me some Dutch courage.
All right. Jade is en route to her location.
The Illawarra wakes up with Jade and Damien on 96.5 Wave FM.
So this is the decider. This is the challenge to end all challenges and end all the fighting. Suburban Survivor. Now, Damo, we dropped you yesterday. Turned out to be Oak Flats.
It was in Oak Flats, yes. I kicked things off from there. I took 5 modes of transport. I ended up in a mobility scooter thanks to Country Care. And I finally got back to the radio station in 1 hour, 27 minutes.
Good job.
Took me a long, long time.
Good job. With a few hurdles along the way. Jade, I think we can cross to Jade right now. I believe you are in location and are about to alight, as they say, about to evacuate the vehicle and have your blindfold removed. Hello, Jade.
Hello there. Can I just say, I feel like I've been stitched up. I feel like the car is hanging off the side of a cliff. And we're up at, like, Bald Point. Do I need to paraglide back to the station?
Well, look, I mean, you're going to find that very, very soon. But we need to establish the rules one more time because we don't want any sort of, you know, cheating.
No cheating, Damon.
Okay, you left the...
I'm going to win fair and square.
Left the radio station some time back and you have travelled approximately 9.65 kilometres from the station and are about to be dropped in Illawarra, suburbia, and you will have your blindfold removed. Now, here are the rules. You must talk to a minimum of three people on your way back to the radio station. You must hitchhike at least once, but travel more than no more than 2 kilometres per vehicle ride, okay? And you must travel at least once using some other mode of transport. Now, that could be a bus, it could be a train, it could be a bicycle, skateboard. Mm-hmm. Damo yesterday chose to, use a mobility scooter. It could be a shopping trolley. The only other rule is no sat-nav and no smartphone.
All right? So those rules are established, Jed. Are you ready to take off your blindfold?
I'm ready.
3, 2, 1, take it off! All right, that's it.
Oh, I'm at a park.
Okay, so...
Oh, somewhere in the... Oh, my gosh, there's a massive... Well, the communications tower.
Okay.
Okay, all I can see is a park. I'm in suburbia somewhere. That is the escarpment.
Okay, so she's a...
What escarpment? I don't know. There's somebody who's just come out of their house. I wonder if he'll get in his car and... Where the heck am I?
Can you run over to that person and ask them where you are?
Yeah, wait, let me just get my hat on so I can see.
Your mimosa hat. Look, she's putting on her mimosa hat. I can see that she... So, obviously, the alcohol is very important to Jade. It's more important than winning this prize.
Emma Marner's lamp. Yeah, well, look, it is very important. I need to keep well hydrated.
All right.
All right.
Okay,
I'm going across. I don't even know where I am, so I'm like some random park somewhere. There's a white car. I'm going to try and... Hey, come back! Okay. All right, I'm going over to the main... There's a main street over here. Hi, guys, how you going? Do you want to give me a lift? Just two kilometres that way. Oh, okay, somebody's getting... The lovely lady here at this, she's in pyjamas, but she's going to get the keys to the car. And she's going to give me my first ride.
Jade, can you ask her where you are? It'd be great to find out where you actually are.
Hey, guys, can you tell me where we are right now?
Farnborough Heights.
All right, we're at Farnborough Heights. What's your name?
Dorothy.
Hey, Dorothy, would you mind giving me a lift? I only go 2 kilometres. Farnborough Heights. I never thought we were here. Wow.
Wow, okay.
Okay.
So Dorothy...
Dorothy's going to give me a drive.
Dorothy's wearing her pyjamas. She's just come straight out and she just said, stuff it, I'm taking Jade somewhere. All right. Now, remember, I can only...
Oh, the car's started.
There's no messing around. These guys are all systems go.
All right, Illawarra.
We're off and running.
Jade's in the car. Farnborough Heights, the location. Illawarra, if you see Jade, if you spot her, you can offer some assistance. Sounds like she's got some right now, getting her first lift. She can travel in this vehicle no more than 2 kilometres.
All right, Jade. All right, we're going to check in with you very, very soon. But it sounds like you're on the road and, wow, you're off to a good start.
Yeah. Good work, Dorothy. She's driving me 2Ks in a PJs and all.
All right, Jade is on her way back to the radio station, King Street, Warrawong. You can help out anytime if you spot her. Thank you, Illawarra. It's game on.
The Illawarra Wakes Up with Jade and Damien on 96.5 Wave FM.
Okay, this morning about 7.14, Damo, Farnborough Heights, Charles Stimson Park is where Jade was dropped off. She's got to wind her way back to the radio station and beat that 1 hour and 27.
She's flying at the moment. She's already left the Farnborough shop. She was on Farnborough Road there for a while.
I think last we heard she was at Bunnings at Kembla Grange too.
Bunnings at Kembla Grange. From there, you look like you're at 7-Eleven now.
I am. I'm at the 7-Eleven. A big shout out to Marnie from Bayside Security Doors. She's going to be late to work. So the boss at Bayside, it was for a good cause. She dropped me off at the 7-Eleven and then Noah... He just came and tapped me on the shoulder and he said, do you want me to shout you a slushy?
Oh,
you know, I always love anything free.
Great.
So, Noah, are you on your way to school, Noah?
Yeah.
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 Beauty.
Yes, just down the road.
Okay, excellent. Well, what flavour do you recommend, Noah?
I'm more of a raspberry guy myself.
Okay, well, let's do it. Let's get a raspberry slushy. Noah, what a legend. His mum, Kylie, pulled over and they said, let's help Jade out. We wanted to beat Damien.
One of the wonderful things, Jade, is... your entire trip involves around drink. You've got your mimosa on your head. You're now getting a slushie. Yeah. You've had a coffee. What else is in store for Jade on this journey?
Well, I hope there's a port-a-loo somewhere because after all this liquid, I'm going to need to go to the toilet soon.
All right, so Jane is at the 7-Eleven at Berkeley. If you're cruising by and you want to chip in and help get her a little bit closer to Warrawong, thank you for that help.
The Illawarra Wakes Up with Jade and Damien on 96.5 Wave FM.
Hello.
Good morning. Is that you, Lisa, at Berkeley's Cakes and Pies?
Oh, yes. Hello, yes.
Good. It's Damien here at Wave FM. I'm just checking in to see how did you go with that order for Jade to keep her energy up. She needs some food.
Oh, yeah. All under control. Got it ready for her.
Oh, well, you know what? She's outside. I know she's roaming around on a trolley at the moment.
Yeah,
you know,
beautiful.
What is this order that Damien's put in? Can you describe it for us?
Yes, it is one of our new breakfast pies. So it's a pie with the bacon, egg and cheese in the middle.
Oh, that's
good way to start the day.
Oh, can she bring one back from me? That would be awesome. That sounds great. All right.
That's no problem.
Well, I'm going to send her in right now, and she cannot leave until she's finished the entire amount by herself.
Okay. Well, look, Jade's journey this morning did start at Farnborough Heights at Charles Stimson Park at 7:14, headed to the Farnborough Road Shops, Bunnings, Kembla Grange, 7-Eleven Berkeley, and then the challenge was set to get to Berkeley Cakes and Pies near the Coles there. Hey, Jade.
Hey, guys. How you going? I'm just on my other mode of transport at the moment, a trolley, which I am...
Oh, we're losing your microphone and everything. It fell off there because... okay, now, Jade... we've organised something. Lisa there in Berkeley Cakes and Pies has prepared a beautiful breakfast for you.
Hello. I'm here to pick up the pie. Oh, she's got it all ready to go. Bacon, egg and cheese breakfast pie.
Now, Jade.
Delicious.
Take your time, okay, because just like me yesterday, we don't want you to leave until you finish that entire pie, okay?
That's so nice of you, Damien. So nice.
It looks nice, doesn't it? It looks delicious.
Yeah.
Oh, she's tucking in. She's tucking in.
All right, a bit of a pie pit stop there at Berkeley Cakes and Pies. Just enjoy that, Jade. We will check back in with you soon. It is Suburban Survivor. Who will be the victor? Will it be Jade? Will it be Damien? We will find out this morning. What are we up to? We're coming up on 1 hour. Not too far off.
50 minutes, actually.
Okay.
50
the Illawarra Wakes Up with Jade and Damien on 96.5 Wave FM.
Suburban Survivor.
Okay, this all kicked off this morning. Round two. Yesterday, Damien came from Oak Flats, having absolutely no idea where he was because he was blindfolded. Back to the radio station in 1 hour 27. Jade this morning, same trick, blindfolded, dropped at Farnborough Heights, has worked her way through Berkeley. Jade, we should check in with where you are now. I can tell you, you are 1 hour and 11 minutes into your journey.
Oh, okay. So just pulled up at Macca's. Mel picked me up, and we've just been talking about and bonding over our mutual love of mimosas. And Mel, you actually did a lot to come and get me this morning.
I did, yes. I went to Coniston. I couldn't find you. And then I missed my gym session and I drove here to Berkeley to find you Berkeley Cakes, and now I'm driving you to Macca's and I'm at Macca's now.
What a legend.
What
all right, Mel,
legend.
Thank you. I love you. You're the best. She's getting married in 2 weeks, everyone, at Panorama House.
Oh, beautiful.
She's gorgeous. She's fabulous. All right, so I can get into another car because I've had another car follow me the whole way here. Lauren has been following me in her car. Oh, there's somebody else wanting to give me a lift too. Oh, everyone's just coming out of the woodwork.
Jade, I mean, you've got some time.
Another lift.
Oh, wow. I mean, you know you're within running distance of the radio station. Maybe you should just run the last leg of it.
But then I won't beat you because I run really slow.
Wow, well, it was just a suggestion. You know, I can't put thoughts into your mind.
So Jade's at the Macca's over there.
She's like right around. We can see her from the building. Oh, she's decided to run. She's decided to run.
I'll run it.
She's opted against the lifts. people are beeping at her. She's making her way down the street.
Yep.
Oh, my goodness.
I'll run to the last bit. Hey, I can do this.
Jade is surprisingly fast. She's actually quick. I didn't know you could run like that, Jade.
I'm pretty soon.
Goes all right. All right, Jade, by our calculations, you've got about 500 metres to go.
The Illawarra Wakes Up with Jade and Damien on 96.5 Wave FM.
Okay, this started yesterday with Damien being the first contestant. He worked his way from Oak Flats back to the radio station, utilising a variety of modes of transport. He was initially blindfolded, of course. 1 hour and 27 minutes. And then we kicked things off this morning, 7:14, we released a blindfolded Jade in Farnborough Heights, Charles Stimson Park. She's worked her way, Damo, through Farnborough Road to the shops there, onto Bunnings at Kembla Grange, Berkeley Cakes and Pies. Last time we heard, Macca's Warrawong.
She was running from Macca's Warrawong, and she, I can see the footage, she's making her way up the stairs. Jade, you're nearly there.
I'm in the building. I'm in the building, Dave. Oh.
What's wrong? What?
You can't do this. Can I get in the window?
The door is locked.
Door's locked.
The door's locked. Oh. Oh, thanks, buddy.
Oh, wow.
Sabotages.
Here,
I'm coming.
Here she comes.
This is
Jay. Jay, she's back.
What's my time?
1 hour and 19 minutes.
What time did you get, Damien?
I got 1 hour and 27 minutes. So, we have a champion, ladies and gentlemen. Woo!
Forever.
Oh my goodness! Wow, she rehearsed that. You were at home working on that.
It was a long run, so I had a lot of time to think over my victory song.
So you're out of breath. How are you feeling?
Really, really unfit. I think that's what we've established today. Oh, and can I just say a big shout out to everyone who helped me: Dorothy, John, Dave, and the boys, Billy, Mel, even Lauren, who followed me with a little dash hound Thor. Couldn't pick me up though because I had to run the last leg.
Yeah, because I mean, you fell, and that's why you're out of breath. But you, look, you smash it. And actually, to be honest, we did try and feed you along the way. We tried to. Yeah. I'm not saying that we tried to slow you down. It's just wanted to keep your energy off. Oh,
that's right. Berkeley cakes and pies. That was a delicious brekkie pie.
And you had how was the slushy?
Oh, slushy was good as well.
Do you need the toilet?
I really am busting. I lost my mimosa hat somewhere along the way. But that's okay.
It's a casualty
and
of the
game. And I do need to go to the bathroom now. That's a lot of water for someone who's had 4 kids. Okay. So,
all right. Quick toilet break. We'll come back. It's 96.5 Wave FM. A victor with what? 1 hour and 19 minutes.
1 hour and 19 minutes. I'm bitter and I'm twisted from it, but hey, I will concede defeat. All right. Congratulations, Jade Tonta.
Thank you.
Bourbon Survivor. You can check out the vision of Jade's journey later today on Facebook. But Damo's trip, mate, your gallant effort is up there now. So get amongst that from Oak Flats to Warrawong. It's there for you, 96.5 Wave FM on Facebook.
Thanks to Wollongong Master. You'll love the Wollongong Master difference. You make me lose my mind. Jade and Damien. Listen live weekdays from 5 a.m. on iHeartRadio and 96.5 Wave FM. When we get together.